What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedule Fly. I'm up in State College, Pennsylvania right now. My daughter is a freshman at Penn State. Came up to see her for a few days, and I have been blown away since the first time I stepped foot in State College that we only have one customer at Schedule Fly in State College. We're super stoked to serve them. It's a Duck Donuts location. And actually, I went and had a donut yesterday. Shout out to Duck Donuts. Man, those things are they're awesome. If you've got one, if you've got a Duck Donuts near you, check them out. Happy people, great donuts, cool place. But there are restaurants and bars everywhere here. And somehow, we don't have any as customers. So I am determined to change that. And today I did the first sales call that I have made at Schedule Fly since Wes and I caught on California Pizza Kitchen back in 2008, literally like January or February of 2008, when we thought at the time that maybe we would have an opportunity to serve chains. And that call, which we've talked about before on this podcast, changed our minds very quickly on that. And we've been focused on independent restaurants ever since. Well, today I met with a guy who owns a very well-known, well-respected, very well-run, popular, I mean famous bar in State College. I'm not going to say who it is or give his name, but I do want to talk about something he said today because it really hit home, and it goes along with this timeless advice series that we've been doing. So he has been running this business, or this location of this business, family-owned operation, and this guy's been running this place. They opened their doors less than 10 years ago, 7 or 8 years ago. And, I mean, it has just blown up. It's done really well. We were there this morning before it opened, and I was hoping to just kind of get, 30 minutes of his time, tell him a little bit about Schedule Fly. But of course, I don't want to go in there just talking about Schedule Fly. I want to ask him about himself and his business and why he loves it and, what challenges he's having and what their story is and what's important to him and all the stuff if you're interested, you want to know. Well, the good news is, instead of about 30 minutes, I think I was there for like 2.5 hours. And we just had a great conversation about all kinds of things. But the thing he said, where I stopped him, because it was something that I've heard over and over and over in all the years that we've been interviewing restaurant owners. In fact, the very first chapter in our first book in 2010 has this exact same sentiment from Dave Query of Big Red F out in Boulder. The second book has this same sentiment at least once that I remember. And many owners have said this over the years. Very many successful owners that we've had the opportunity to interview have said this in some form or fashion have said this. What this guy said today is, it's been great that we've been successful sort of out of the gate and done really well. And I'm paraphrasing here, but the line he said is, I always have to think and I remind my staff to think this way. One bad night could end it all. One bad night could end it all. And of course this is a bar. So they open at 4 or 5 and they're open till 2 a.m. But, what Dave Query said 10 years ago was, I have to remind myself every day, and I remind my team, this could all end tomorrow. And it really hit me today because I've heard that so many times. And I said, that's a very common sentiment with successful restaurant owners. Don't rest on your laurels. Don't, be happy with success. Celebrate it, but then move on. Keep your head down. Roll your sleeves up and just keep cranking and keep doing what you do and just keep getting better and keep improving And always remember that, you know, it doesn't take much. It is, and as this guy said today, it was a great point. You know, it's just a business of mitigating risks. But one bad night could end it all. It is so true. It's something to never forget. And it keeps you on your toes. It keeps you, your senses heightened. It keeps you focused. It keeps you driven. It keeps you, you know, content but never satisfied fully, and really helps move the needle towards making sure that you're doing everything you can every day to get a little bit better, not take a step backwards, and avoid the things that could just cause this all to end tomorrow. If you are in State College listening to this episode and know somebody in the hospitality business, let them know about ScheduleFly. If you're somewhere else and you know somebody in the hospitality business here, let them know about ScheduleFly. I am determined that this time next year, we need to have at least a dozen customers, minimum. I hope we have a lot more here. It is a great town. It's a great hospitality environment. There's a lot of great restaurants and bars here, and so many of them are independently owned and operated. And of course, you know, if you know about ScheduleFly, that is our sweet spot. Simple restaurant employee scheduling, legendary customer support, and you know, we serve people that have, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, 10 locations, but really not many more than that typically. It's where we do well, and we would love to serve people here. So spread the word around. We've grown this through word of mouth. We'll keep doing that. But I've got my eyes set on State College just for personal reasons. So thank you all for listening. More episodes coming soon. I'm going to be getting off the road here. It's been a kind of a crazy week. Trip out to Colorado, trip up here. So we'll be back at it again soon. Appreciate you. Appreciate the listeners. Appreciate our customers. If you have a chance, rate this podcast. Ratings are great for spreading, for helping the algorithm spread this podcast to more people that are interested in what's going on in the world of hospitality. And that is all. Y'all take care. See ya.